Psalm 103. Psalm 103. All the time. The Lord is good all the time. Psalm 103. Amen. September seemed like a month of people traveling, doing different things. And I, like I preached a couple weeks ago, they said September is the month of temptation. They said it on the news. That's why I preached on temptation. September is September sometimes is a, for us around here, we've seen our Lord call some people home in September. And it's rough on some families, but September is still, September is still September. It's still a good time to be saved, knowing that our name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, knowing that we're going to heaven, and it's just going to take us into fall. We're looking forward to that. I look forward to fall weather, but it's September is still, you can thank God in whatever month you've had a bad time, whatever things happen. You can still thank God in the middle of that month. Whenever things go on, you can still thank God. My brother was killed on September 2nd, 1972. And, I think about that every year. At September 2nd, I think about you'll never get over it. My brother was saved. Used to tell me about Jesus Christ. I told y'all I stabbed him twice and shot him and all that stuff. And I hated my brother because he was saved and told me about Jesus Christ. I didn't want to hear nothing about God. And then I end up getting saved, and I remember the Lord's changed my life and changed my thoughts, and I'm just glad that my brother's saved, and my other brother's got life in prison. Just called me yesterday. I was over at the Younger's house visiting with them, and he called, and he's been in prison since 1975, and boy, I tell you what, I praise God that he got saved. The only way he'll ever escape jail is through death. That's the only way he's ever going to escape. But I know my brother's saved. I know I'll see him again. Amen. But Psalm 103, David, I love to read the Psalms. I don't know about you, but I tell you what, I get comfort by reading the book of Psalms. And David was a man after God's own heart, and you can get a lot of wisdom from David. Then you find Proverbs, his son wrote, Solomon. And I was reading about Solomon this week, and I was encouraged in the beginning, but then when you get near the end of Solomon's life, you get discouraged because Solomon had it everything, and then he turned away from God. And the Bible says the wives turned his heart away from God. And he had over 700 wives and 300 women on the side. Well, that's a lot of women. Boy, you're talking about a man that confused, brother. I tell you what, he was definitely confused. Then the Bible, I was going to preach a message on, he had women from Zidonia, from Egypt. He had from women from all over. That's what took his heart away from God. And Solomon knew about David, his father. His father was a man after God's own heart. And David wrote the Psalms, and he was singing them. He sang them, and he sang these things. And David, in chapter 102, he says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee." And we know Psalm 51, when David was wrote the book of the chapter of Psalm 51, we know that he was he was backslidden on God and all those things going on. But then he got to near the end of his life, and he said in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord. I'll tell you what, it'd be a blessing as you get older, you can still say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," or you can say it even more. And I think the Bible talks about the gray hair of a man, and you ought to be able to rejoice as you get older and enjoy life. And, you know, the Bible says God's given us all things to enjoy. But I see a lot of men with that hoary head. The Bible talks about the gray head. They're supposed to be wise men, but they're not wise. They're foolish. They're very foolish. And they turn away from God, and they turn their back on the things of God, and they turn their back on their family and all that, and they just destroy everything they touch. But David writes down in Psalm 103, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Amen. And then he says, "In all that is within me." He said, "Everything within my being, bless the Lord, O my soul." You can get to that place in your life, and you can say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." You know, the Bible says the first commandment, it says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength." And Jesus even confirmed it, and he said, that's the greatest commandment, loving God with everything inside you. everything, your body, your soul, your spirit. God gave you a body. God gave you a soul. He gave you a spirit. Everything within you to bless his holy name. And David, ma'am, you say David knew how to do that. David was that kind of man. I mean, when he sang, God, he stopped the angels. You say, how do you know that? I don't know that for sure, but I believe God stopped the angels in heaven to listen to David sing when David sang. And David, the Bible says whenever Saul had unclean spirit, because God took the spirit of God away from Saul and gave him an evil spirit. And when David showed up, David started playing that harp, started singing. The Bible says that spirit left him. I'm going to tell you something. When you start singing to God and you start doing it with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, I tell you, the unclean spirits can't hang around you. They can't be around you. They can't, I mean, they just can't. That's why we sing songs when we come into church. We come in here, we start singing songs about God. You notice we don't sing AC/DC, Highway to Hell. We don't sing all the other junk like some of y'all listen to. We don't listen to that rap, and we don't listen to that crap, and we don't listen to all the stuff that's going to mess up your mind. And people listen to country music and all that junk, and you think, why am I so depressed? Why am I going through all this stuff? It's because what you're listening to. I mean, tell you, David said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, in all that's within me, bless his holy name. I tell you what, you ought to be blessing God on a daily basis. You ought to be blessing the Lord every minute, every time you get a chance. You ought to be singing. You ought to wake up with a song on your heart about God. You ought to be thanking him this morning for his mercy. You know what your problem is? I can find out what your problem is. You come talk to me. I'll find out what you're listening to and what you're reading and what you're looking at, and I can tell you what kind of person you're going to end up. Amen? I can tell you that. But bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me. Amen. Now you ought to be thanking him for his mercy. You ought to be blessing his holy name. You say, well, I have to tell you what, music is neutral. No, it isn't. No, it is not. I mean, it depends on who you're singing to and what you're singing about. You can either sing songs to God, or you can sing songs about the flesh, or you can sing songs about the world, and you can sing songs about the devil. And you, boy, I tell you what, but when you're singing songs about God, it's just something inside you gets stirred up inside you. And man, you start rejoicing and you start praising him. You start looking towards him and you start, man, wanting to see him come back. Amen. And man, it's just something about singing songs about God. And I'll tell you, the world, they don't have that peace. You look at all the singers. They've been married 4 or 5 times. They had a show last night. I flipped it on as I was getting ready to go to bed. And they had Johnny Depp. They had about his life. What a miserable man. What a messed up guy. And they said, oh, he was a heartthrob. He's a heartthrob about all these girls going crazy over him and all that stuff. What a miserable man. All he could do is find hell hope in a bottle. And all he can do is drink himself to sleep at night and be drunk every night. What a way to live. Man, David said, David didn't have to do that. He sang songs to God in the middle of the night. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. When's the last time you blessed God? When's the last time you just said, praise your holy name, God? I just want to rejoice in the sanctuary. I want to be able to rejoice on the job site. I want to be able to rejoice when I'm going down the road and in my car. And people might think I'm going crazy, but I'm shouting to praise, amen. I'm singing your praise. Boy, I tell you what, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's within me. It ought to be just, man, it ought to occupy your whole body. It ought to occupy your whole being, blessing God. Why? Because God's blessed you.
Amen. That's right.
The Bible says that we love him because he first loved us. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know God. You didn't know God. Now, I mean, then he showed his love towards us. He showed his love. What a love he has. What a love he has. We're talking about that love on Wednesday night. And then he says, oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yeah. Woo! What a benefit. Man, I tell you what, you show me a man that's praising God. You show me a man that's living for God, I can show you how he's going to turn out.
Yeah.
I can show you how things are going to turn out for him.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, I know how it's going to turn out. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. God gives benefits to his children.
Amen.
Man, you talk about, you know what we do? We look for a job. We go out, we look for a job, and we look for a job that's going to have good what?
Benefits. Yeah.
Why? Why? You said, man, because it's going to benefit me.
Yeah.
It's going to benefit me. It's going to help me. I mean, I want good insurance. I want good benefits. I want a 401k. I want to be able to retire, and I want to be able to have some money in the bank and all these benefits. And the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And David said, forget not all his benefits. You see, man, I can name all the benefits. I mean, just go on and on and on and talk about the benefits of God. I'm going to tell you some of the benefits God's given us is salvation. I mean, what a benefit there is. I mean, you know, I talked about Buddha, Muhammad, and all of them. They couldn't save a dead dog. I mean, Muhammad couldn't. He couldn't. He was just a two-bit camel jockey that was a fornicating whoremonger. That's all he was. Muhammad, that's what he was. He was a fornicating. He married a little 10-year-old girl, 11-year-old girl. Why? Because he was a fornicator. He was a whoremonger. And they made a great religion out of Muhammad and thinking that he's something else. And if you disagree with him, they'll kill you for it. I mean, what a guy. He has to have people killed for his God. Their God. They got to have people dead. You know, they don't want to have nobody know the truth about them. And Buddha, man, what a thing. Buddha, what a God is he? He sits around doing nothing for nobody, just stares at everybody. And they put food in front of him. And what a thing that is. Boy, I tell you what, I got a God that's giving me benefits. He's giving me salvation. And as a matter of fact, he proved his love to me. He went to an old rugged cross. We talked about the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ on the cross. He proved his love for me. He proved his love for you. I mean, he carried a cross. I was listening to, I pictured in my mind the other day, when he said, no man taketh my life, and I lay it down. When he got there to that place, when he said, no man taketh my life, I lay it down. He was a bloody mess. When the Bible says, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, I mean, they took a cat of nine tails, and they cut his back up. I mean, he was had flesh hanging. His muscles were cut in pieces. And man, they beat a crown in his head, about 2 inches of thorns, beat him in his head, and blood running. They punched him in his face. His face is all black and blue, and blood running down his eyes, and blood running down the side of his head, blood running down his front, his back. And the Bible says that they ripped him, man, with that cat of nine tails. And he carried a cross weighing anywhere between 200 and 400 pounds. And man, he got to that cross. He said, no man taking my life. He said, I lay it down and I have power to take it up again. I'll tell you what, only Jesus Christ had the power to be able to raise the dead. Only Jesus Christ has that power to give salvation to the lost, dying world, man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to whosoever believing in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a benefit that is. What a benefit that is. You talk about benefits, man. I'll tell you what, the greatest benefit you have and the greatest benefit I have is when Jesus Christ saved my soul. Not only did he give us salvation, not only did he give us that, he gave us the Holy Ghost. Man, what a thing. He put the Holy Ghost of God inside of us. I mean, you got an abiding the Godhead inside of you. Abiding Godhead inside of you, the Holy Ghost of God. And the Bible tells you, don't grieve him. Don't grieve him. I was going to preach this morning on trees because the Bible talks about we were the tabernacle. There were certain trees used in that tabernacle. And those trees were beautiful. They were made beauty for that tabernacle. I was going to preach about that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in their seat scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Man, you're talking about benefits. Man, what benefits we have this morning. Don't look so stinking depressed, amen? Don't look like you're depressed this morning. You got benefits. You got a job with benefits. Hallelujah. I got a job with benefits. Amen. I tell you what, he gave us salvation. He gave us the Holy Ghost of God. Then he gave us, not only did he give us the Holy Ghost, he gave us the 9 fruits of the Spirit. I mean, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, goodness, meekness. I mean, he's given us the fruit of the Spirit inside of us. Yeah. All we got to do is let it loose. Yeah. Get out of the way. I mean, he said, forget not all his benefits. You know, people, I get tired of seeing Christians always walking around depressed. I get tired of Christians walking around like that, like God is dead. And they act like God just died and everything. And then, you know, he didn't leave them nothing. Amen. That's where they at. But I'm going to tell you something. God's not dead. He's alive. He's got his benefits, man. What a benefit. Salvation. I mean, Holy Ghost. I mean, the fruits of the Spirit. He also said, he said in John chapter 14, he said, I go to prepare a place for you.
How about that? Yeah.
You know what? You can buy the beautiful house. Yeah, and termites will show up.
Yes, right.
You buy a beautiful house, you'll see a bug run across the floor, and you go, my God, where'd that thing come from? And man, there'll be mice running in the walls and all that stuff. Down here, man, you're going to have that. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
That my Father's house, there are many mansions. Yeah. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you got a mansion waiting on you.
Yes.
whether you deserve it or not, whether I deserve it or not. They sang a song, the old hillbilly sang a song, just give me a log cabin on the other side of glory land. No, man, I've been trailer trash all my life. I want to have a home, have a mansion. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, you just want a mansion in heaven. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Woo! I got me a mansion waiting on me. I mean, brother, pay for.
Amen.
Pay for. Man, all of heaven, it's beauty. What beauty that you're going to see. You're going to walk around there probably for 15 million years just going, wow, look at this place. Man, look at that. He knew I liked that. Look at that. Man, and I said this before, your mansion, it'll be equipped. It'll be equipped with everything. Yeah. My wife's so happy because she's going to have Pampered Chef in heaven. Helen. She'll have Pampered Chef. Not only that, you're going to have a brand new body.
Yes,
how many of y'all woke up this morning hurting? You woke up this morning hurting? If you didn't raise your hand, don't worry. Give it a little time. It'll come. Give it a little time. You'll be hurting. Your back, you'll be on my back, on my shoulder, on my, you know, you'll have something going on. But the Lord said, I'm going to give you a brand new body.
Yeah.
People talk, you know, accuse God of being so unjust, unholy, and all that stuff. I mean, what a thing, man. He's already prepared all the benefits for you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to give you a home. What kind of job would you ever get that they're going to give you a house?
Yeah.
And pay for.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of benefits would the world give you like that? And brand new body. And then, matter of fact, he's going to give you a new mind. Brother Mike was preaching on the mind this morning. He'll have a new mind. You'll think like Jesus thinks. You'll think, I'm going to tell you something, you get to heaven, you won't even think sin anymore.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you look at a brother or sister in Christ, you won't think nothing bad about them.
Yeah.
You look at a brother and sister and go, man, I love you.
Yeah.
What a blessing. And you'll mean it.
Yeah.
A lot of people tell you they love you, but they don't mean it.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine you say, I love you. I tell you, when I tell people I love them, I want to mean it with all my heart.
Yeah.
I want to mean it. I'm going to say, I love you. I mean it. I mean, I'll do anything in the world for you, any way I can. I always preach this at funerals. I say, I'll do anything in the world for you. I'll do anything, but don't ask me for money. And everybody laughs. Y'all didn't laugh, but anyway, everybody would laugh. Man, a new heart. Our benefits. Boy, you could go on them benefits, God. He says, and bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget, don't forget. You know why we're so forgetful? We forget what God's done for us, where he brought us from. We forget where we're going. We forget where we are right now. We forget. You forget. Some of y'all walk around like, you know, like I said, you're so depressed. You always walk around. Don't be depressed, man. I'm glad I can go down the road singing praises to God. I'm not depressed. And when you know what? When depression tries to set in on me, I just start singing.
Yep.
When I start singing, and the unclean spirits just can't hang around.
Amen.
You start singing about God. You start singing about his and praising him. I'll tell you what, they can't stay around. I mean, just think God's allowed us to be in his service. What a thing. What a benefit.
Amen.
You know why? Because in the Old Testament, you know, only ones that could serve God was the Levites or the prophets. The only ones that could serve God. But you in this room, you say, well, I'm nobody. No, we're all nobodies. We're all a bunch of nobodies. I see the wives hitting their husbands. Nobody. You're nobody. But we're all a bunch of nobodies. And God allows us to get in on the service.
Yeah.
You can serve God.
Yep.
You can praise him. Man, you can, you know, just, you know what? Tomorrow morning when you go to work, just go and say, man, well, thank God for the benefits. And people come up and say, well, you got a raise? Did you get a raise?
Yeah.
What, did you find out something about it that we got that we didn't know? I mean, what did you know? So I got benefits. I got the best. Start showing about a new body. I mean, about the Lord coming back. What a benefit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Jesus just saved you and just left you here? No promises and nothing. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine there's no promises in the Word of God of him coming back and giving you a new body, a new home? He just saved you and said, you're okay, you ain't going to hell. Just fend for yourself. But he's giving you benefits. He's giving you promises. God calls his people in different services of life. I mean, not everybody can be a preacher. Not everybody can be Sunday school teacher. Not everybody wants, but God's called you into service. You're in God's service. Whatever your business you're in, you're in God's service. I knew some businessmen that I got around after I got saved. I was in a big church, 2,500 people, and I got around these men. I thought, man, when I first got saved, I thought everybody was so holy until I'd been around the church for a little while. Then I found out I found out just as wicked as I was.
Yeah, amen.
And you know what? I found businessmen being cheating people out of the money. And I found all that stuff. I found a woman that I thought she was the greatest Christian that I ever met. She would run around her husband. Yep. And man, you know what the Lord did? He did a reality check. Said, don't put your eyes on man.
Amen.
Don't get your eyes. The Bible says it's better to trust the Lord, put confidence in man.
That's right.
You start looking at each other, you'll say, well, so-and-so's doing it. So-and-so done that. Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
Amen.
Don't you do it. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. He said, man, David, whenever David danced before the Lord, and Michelle, his wife, or Michael, whatever you want to say her name, she despised him.
Yeah.
But he did it with all his might. He did it with all his might when he was out there. He wasn't doing the boo-boo. He wasn't doing the bump. He wasn't doing all that stuff. He was leaping and jumping. He wasn't doing the bump and the grind. He wasn't doing all that. He was leaping and jumping and shouting and praising God with all his
Amen.
Strength.
Yeah.
It's hard to get anybody to praise God anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get somebody to say, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what. People get, they say, well, I'm just shy. But I tell you what, on your Facebook, you show you at a football game or at a bed, you paint your face up and you go up there and start screaming like a Comanche. Come to church like a wooden Indian.
Yeah, come on.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. It says, and bless his, for his, not, forget not his benefits. And look what the Bible says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Thank you.
I want you to see something. Take your Bible, look in Psalm 68. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 68 about benefits. Psalm 68. Look at Psalm 68. We'll look what it says. Psalm 68. It says in verse 19, back up to verse 17, it says, the chariots of God are 20,000. You want to know, you want to make sure God's got a well-equipped army? The Bible says in Exodus, God is a man of war.
Yeah.
God's able to take care of anything.
Yeah.
And it says he's got 20,000 chariots. Chariots of God are 20,000. Even thousands. You know what? God only needs one angel. All he needs is one angel to wipe out the whole world.
Yeah.
One angel in the Bible, it wiped out 185,000 men one night.
Yeah.
One angel. You say, what angel you think that was? I think it was Michael.
Yeah.
That was a bad boy. Michael, if Michael shows up, you better run.
Yeah.
If Gabriel shows up, he's giving you an announcement.
Yeah.
But Michael show up, you're dead man.
Yeah.
It says, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Did you know what that is? When Jesus Christ came up out of the grave, the Bible says he led captivity captive. Matthew 27, he brought the Old Testament saints up out of paradise below. And he said, led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts of men, for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God Almighty dwelleth among them. Bless the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. He says, even the God of our salvation, he loads us up with benefits. Loads us up. Take your Bible, look in 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy 6. Look what he says about benefits. 1 Timothy 6. Man, thank God for his benefits. What a blessing. Our God is able to benefit us. And we're also able to benefit him if you want to. It says, verse 1, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. It says, they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the what?
Benefits.
These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, consent not to wholesome words, even to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, and knowing nothing, but doubteth about questions of and strifes of words, and whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil, contemptuous, commissions. I can't say that word right. Lord, take your Bible, look in 2 Corinthians 1. Look at it again. 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1, and look at verse 15. Back up to 13. For we write none of other things unto you than that what we read, what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end, as also you have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. So we benefit each other. You are rejoicing, we're your rejoicing. And this is confidence. I was mindful to come unto you before, but ye might have a second benefit. Mm-hmm. He said, if I came, I could benefit you the second time.
Yes, sir.
To help you.
Yeah.
Who are you benefiting?
Amen.
Who are you helping?
Amen.
Who are you a benefit to?
Amen.
You ought to be a benefit to your family.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You ought to be a benefit to your wife,
yeah,
your husband, children, your job.
Amen.
I remember I was in Bible school. This guy, he would go to work, and all he would do is stand around and preach to everybody. And I forget, he was sitting right behind me. His name was, what was his name? I forget his name, but anyway, he was sitting right behind me, and he stood up and said, I want y'all to pray for the men I was working with. I was preaching to them. I was telling them that. I was telling them this. I was telling them that. And Dr. Ruppman up there behind the pulpit said, were you working? And the guy goes, what? He goes, were you working? Well, I was preaching to them. He says, if you weren't working, shut up and sit down.
Amen. Yeah.
You know what? You're robbing the man.
Yes, sir.
Right. Robbing him. Benefit. I mean, are you a benefit to your job?
Yeah.
Are you the one that complains all the time, always got a bad attitude?
Right. Mm-hmm.
A Christian shouldn't be that way.
Amen.
Christians, man, they should have a good attitude. I've roofed in Florida. I worked for a roofing company the whole time I was in Bible school, working for a roofing company. And man, the Lord blessed me when I was talking to the men on the job. I'll never forget going up on the roof. I was superintendent. I got to be superintendent. I walk up, and the guys would say, hey, preacher. I said, yeah. First, they hated my guts. But then they seen I was real. And then he said, hey, preacher. I'd get over behind the air conditioning. The guy said, will you pray with me? He said, if it's this hot up here, he said, I don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
I pray with him.
Yeah.
Are you a benefit?
Yeah.
I mean, Paul said, if I come to you, be a second benefit. Help you out. What a blessing. Philemon talks about Onesimus being a benefit to him. Or Paul's talking about Philemon. And he was talking to Philemon about Onesimus, about being a benefit to him. I mean, man, we ought to be a benefit. Bible says the Lord gives us benefits. We ought to be a benefit to other people.
Amen.
Instead of, you know, like our brother Squeaker said a minute ago, he said he found out the difference between lust and love. Lust always takes. Takes. Love always gives. Benefit. A mother understands that more because a mama's always giving. A man, he's more, a man's in the, you know, he lusts. You know, when my wife and I got saved, I mean, man, you know, we were boyfriend, girlfriend, and we got married at 19, but when I first saw her, it was lust. It wasn't love at first sight. That's what a man tried to say to a woman, the deceiver, but lust. Bible says, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases. You know what that, I think about this, man, I think about in the Old Testament, the Lord told the children of Israel, if you'll just do right, you'll never face the disease, you'll never have mildew, none of that. How many of y'all hate mildew?
Yeah.
Delaware is loaded with mildew.
Yeah.
God must be bringing judgment on Delaware. Delaware's got mildew everywhere. Tell you to turn around. Mildew's on something. And we got to wash it off. God's even told the children of Israel, if you'll just do what's right, you won't have no diseases, no mildew, no none of that stuff. Guess what? They didn't do it. It says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. God's given us a crown. You know, the Bible talks about crowns. Well, I could talk about crowns all day long. I wrote down some verses on crown. God taketh the crown off my head. That's what Job said. Job was crowned. And man, when the judgment came in his life, and he didn't do anything wrong. God was just testing him. And he said, God, you took the crown off my head. You know, we think about a king wearing a crown. The Bible talks about a good woman, a virtuous woman, is a crown to her husband. Are you a crown to your husband? Are you a help to him, a benefit, a crown? Man, it says Jesus was crowned with a crown of thorns.
Yeah.
He had a crown, but it wasn't the crown of, like he offered us. God made man for a purpose, and he crowned him. Take your Bible, look in Psalms 8. Look at Psalms 8. David wrote this down. I mean, prophecy, David wrote it down. He sang these things. He sang them. Look, Psalms 8, verse 1, he says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. There wasn't nobody like David that could sing praises to God, that had a heart for God. Man, David just, God, that's why God made an everlasting covenant with him. God said, your children are going to sit on the throne. He said, they're not sitting on the throne now, but God said, they will. David's going to sit on the throne again. Why? David was an unusual young man. You young men, you could be unusual young men serving God and having a crown, singing praises to God. Boy, you could be something. God's looking for people like David. I remember when I first got saved. I was 18 years old. I remember saying, God, I was reading the book of Psalms. My wife read it to me. I was reading that. I said, Lord, let me be like David. I want to be like David. I want to be like him. He wasn't no brother. Ken was talking about sissy. He wasn't no sissy. But he was very meek. I like to see anybody call David a sissy. You know what? Goliath did. Look what happened to him. Goliath called him a sissy. He said, come here, boy. I'm going to take your head off, boy. I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air. And David said, you come to me with rod and spear. I come to you in the name of the Lord. He said, I'm going to take your head off. Guess what he did? Held up his head. That had to be a heavy head. He says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Notice plural. You got three heavens. The physical heaven is where we see the air. The second heaven is the stars and the planet. The third heaven, the Bible tells us, is the throne of God. Plural. The heavens. All three. He says, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies. And that, you say, God has enemies? Oh, yeah. People fight against God every day. They fight against him. They want to destroy the church. They want to destroy the Bible. Hitler tried that. Adolf Hitler tried that. So did Mussolini. So did Stalin. They all tried that. They all tried to get rid of God. They all tried to do away with God. All the way through history, men's been trying to get rid of God. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. He says, when I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Look at that. He says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? God, we're talking about the benefits. Why would God look at a worm such as us? Why would God? He made man. The Bible says he made us out of dust. And the Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep, oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. He says he crowns us. He gave a crown to the man. He gave him glory. He gave him honor. I mean, man, we ought to thank God for that. Yeah. We ought to be praising God. That's a benefit that he's given us. Amen. What a benefit. Take your Bible, look back in Psalms 103. Look what else it says. He says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. You know, what got man into sin was his mouth. Yeah. What caused man to fall was the mouth. He says, God can satisfy your mouth with good things. You know, the Bible tells us that cursing and blessing shouldn't come out of the same mouth. You shouldn't be one minute in church, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and go outside at the house, blankety blank, I told you, blankety blank. Shouldn't be like that.
Amen.
You know what you are? You're a hypocrite. You say, well, God hadn't got full control. Well, give it to him. Give it to him. I remember I first got saved. I remember praying, God, help me with my mouth. My mouth is my worst enemy. My flesh is, but my mouth. It was always blankety blank, blankety blank. And people say, well, you made me do it. No, you didn't. They didn't make you do nothing. They didn't make you do nothing. My mouth, the Bible says the mouth should speak wisdom. My mouth shall speak wisdom, Psalm 49. And the Bible says in Psalm 8, out of the mouths of babes and suckling thou hast given praise. If a little baby and the birds of the air and the beasts of the field can praise him.
Amen.
Yeah. So how do you know that? Because the Bible tells us that they do. You go out there on a spring morning and listen to them birds singing. They're praising him. The animals listen to him. You know what Jesus said? He said when they went into Jerusalem and they were saying, Hosanna to the highest. And the Pharisees said, shut them up. They shouldn't be saying that. He said, if they shut up, the rocks will cry out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean to tell me a rock can outpraise a human being that God redeemed?
Yeah.
God saved? A rock can outpraise you? Guess what? Can you imagine that rock that David slung? David slung that thing. It was coming right towards Goliath. And that rock was going, glory! Boom!
Yeah.
Right in the head. He said, what was the next rock in there? It was, hallelujah! He didn't get to throw that one.
Amen.
Take your Bible, look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12. Your mouth. Your biggest problem is your mouth. The Bible says it's not what goes into man's mouth that defiles him. It's what comes out. He says, forget not God's benefits. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowned us. Who satisfy thy mouth. He says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Woo! God renews your strength. I mean, he did that to Joshua, Caleb, Moses. He renewed their strength. Look at Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verse 33. Matthew 12, 30, 31, back up there. It says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in the field. Which I'm in the wrong chapter. I'm in chapter 13. Oh, I preach that too. Amen. 12, 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manners of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven on the men, but the blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven on the men. Said, what that? I told you before, the only time that sin could be committed when Jesus Christ was on this planet. Because I know I cursed God before I was saved. I called God every name in the book. I called his spirit, everything, but he still had mercy on me. Whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. He's talking to the Pharisees there. He says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt. I was thinking about this tree this morning. I got some trees in the yard that they're not good for nothing but burning, just to cut down. But if I don't cut them down, they'll destroy something. And one of them fell on my trailer and crushed it. Trees are like I'm talking about this morning a little bit. It says, make the tree, make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits.
Yep.
You can't fake fruit. You can't fake it.
Amen.
You'll either produce it, good fruit, or you'll produce bad fruit. You can't fake it. You can dress it up and try to make it look like, you know, the fruit that's in the bowl that's plastic. You can dress it up. Jesus talking to the Pharisees, O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. These are the Pharisees saying they were there. They weren't there to get help. They were there to stop him, trying to shut him up. You know what the Bible says they were worried about? They did it because of envy and because they were going to lose their money, their income.
That's right.
He says, I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words, here's the key. You need to talk about your mouth. And the Lord says back here, he said, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. God will give you what you need, benefits. He'll provide the food, the good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. But he said, but men's mouth curse God. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be saved. You know what?
When you got saved, my battery went dead.
Did I preach that long? No, it's still good. It's blinking. But when you got saved, you had to use words and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I've had people say, what about somebody that's deaf and dumb? I'd say, they can still get saved. But they're still using words in their mind. By thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. God says, he'll satisfy your mouth. We can't even get to the next verses. I was going to try to do the whole chapter. We haven't even gotten. The Bible says the mouth of the foolish. It talks about the mouth of the foolish. Good fruit out of the mouth. What comes out of the mouth is what defiles a man. It's not what goes in. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. You know, you say, God, give us this day our daily bread. Next thing is, forgive us.
Yeah.
Forgive us. Give us this day our daily bread. Do you pray over your food? You thank God for what you take in? Don't you ever be ashamed of it. We'll be in a restaurant somewhere and we'll pray, but then my kids or the grandkids will say, look, Papa, there's somebody over there praying. I'll say, amen. They're not ashamed.
Amen.
At the dinner table, your family, you ought to bow your heads. If you want, families, hold hands. You know, will the circle be unbroken? Hold hands with your children. God bless this food. Thank you for what you've done for us. God, watch over us tonight as we go to bed. Protect us. Pray. Forget not all of his benefits. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me. You ought to be blessing God every day. Not blessing people out. Down south, they'll say, oh, bless their little heart. That means that stupid little idiot. Oh, bless their little heart. Stupid little idiot. That's what they mean. But bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Bless the Lord today.
Yeah.
Bless him. Be a blessing to him. We have one day set apart, Sundays. We come together. We're not Seventh-day Adventists. You know, they get it all mixed up. Mormons all mixed up. They don't even know what Bible to use. I tell them, I said, you all got the Book of Morons. I mean Mormons. But thank God for your old Bible.
Amen.
It has a benefit.
Yeah.
You know what this Bible does? It tells you from the beginning to the end. It tells you how it's going to be. It tells you how everything will work out if you trust him. Forget not all his benefits. Amen. I don't have time to get into all this other. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, God, for your goodness and mercy. Bless my brothers and sisters today. God, help us to rejoice knowing that our name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, you said to the disciples, he said, don't rejoice because you're casting out devils and raising all that. He said, just rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for our names being written down. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for all the many benefits that you've given us. Oh, God, help us never get to the place that we think that you've forsaken us or you've done us wrong. Job went through that. And my Father, I pray, God, you help us, if anybody going through any trials here, they're going through trials, help them to stay strong, keep their hearts and minds stayed on thee. I pray, God, anybody going through some depression or discouragement, I pray, God, help them to look to you And like the old saying in the world, if you look at the world, you'd be oppressed. If you look at yourself, you'd be depressed. If you look at Jesus, you'll be impressed. Help us keep our eyes on thee. Now bless this day, and Lord, bring us back to tonight at the appointed hour, 6 o'clock. Help us be back faithful in the house of God and honor you with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Don't forget to get the bake sale.